We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asopatapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. and then Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Inter-American Development Bank approves a $50 million US dollar donation for education in Haiti. In ecology news, Dutch researchers find that allotment gardens provide relaxation and boost health. In cultural news, a Tibetan Buddhist temple in China celebrates its reopening with vegan fare. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 4th, acclaimed violinist and cherished educator, Professor Ifra Naaman is remembered. Born in Sidon, Lebanon in 1923, he passed away on this day in 2003. He studied at the prestigious Paris Conservatoire in France and graduated at the age of 14 with the top prize. An international star by the mid-1950s, Professor Naaman was most interested to share what he learned from his much-admired mentors with the next generation of violinists. For 44 years, Professor Naaman was a dedicated teacher at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. He received numerous honors, including the Order of the British Empire in 1983. May we always rejoice in the presence of exceptionally talented and devoted individuals such as Professor Ifra Naaman.
Flying news. Snow leaves Russian regions again without power. As of Sunday, January 2nd, the number of villages experiencing power outages had risen to 88 following heavy snowfall in capital city Moscow and surrounding areas. These electricity losses occurred just 2 days after power had been restored to most of the 400,000 residents in 789 villages and towns affected by a massive 6-day blackout triggered by an ice storm. Among the districts most affected by the more recent outage were Ramenskoye, Orekhovo-Zuevo, Podolsk, and Pavlovo-Posadsky. According to the Russian Energy Ministry, more than 270 teams of 2,000 power specialists with 200 units of special machinery had begun working to restore power. Our appreciation, Russian officials and personnel, for your prompt initiatives to restore the comfort and security of light and heat to the storm-affected residents. With heaven's grace, may such disruptive events be curbed through our united efforts to renew the balance of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt China, Jordan Valley, Myanmar, Indonesia, and Chile. From Saturday, January 1st, to Sunday, southwest China's Yunnan province was shaken by several earthquakes centered in Yinjiang County, near the border with Myanmar, also known as Burma. At least three tremors struck, measuring up to 4.8 in magnitude, with some that caused cracks in the walls of houses. In the Middle East, a magnitude 4.5 quake sent panicked people from their homes in both Jordan and Israel when it struck in the northern Jordan Valley on Saturday.
On Sunday night, a temblor measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale struck off Indonesia's Sumatra Island, its epicenter located 122 kilometers southwest of Bengkulu. Also that day in South America, a strong magnitude 7.1 quake hit southern Chile's Araucanía region, sending hundreds of residents fleeing for higher ground in fear of a possible tsunami. Fortunately, none of the events resulted in casualties or tsunami warnings. We are relieved to know of the safety of all those in the quake-stricken regions. Our prayers for the day to soon come that such distressing occurrences are a thing of the past as our gentler stewardship helps restore the earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai discusses ways to become closer to God. During a video conference in Los Angeles, California, USA, held on the joyful occasion of the New Year, Supreme Master Television staff had the opportunity to ask Supreme Master Ching Hai about various spiritual topics concerning our connection with the divine.
How do we train ourselves always to be positive and happier like you, to become pure, innocent children, and not let our negative habitual thinking deter us from the path returning to God?
I'm sure this question everybody asks as well out there. Huh? And thanks for asking for their sake. Just concentrate on your positive traits of the goal that you are trying to fulfill. Then you'll be fine. You know, you just think everything is in God's hand. Yeah? And try your best. And what is a child? You see, that you should be in order to enter the kingdom of God, as the Bible said. A child is someone who is so pure, so positive, innocent, no judgment, always loving and kind and want to be loved and never want to harm anything or anybody. If we all just be like that, then we have world peace and we have the kingdom of God at our hand.
Our sincere thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving and supportive words that inspire us for the better this new year. May we all lead lives as children of the Most High to usher in a world filled with kindness, peace, and happiness. To find out more about specific ways that spiritual practitioners, and indeed all of us, can become closer to God, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Pakistan successfully concludes national games. Following a two-year lapse, more than 3,000 men and women athletes from across the nation recently gathered for the games that resumed this year with the lifting of national security concerns. As a tradition that was originally launched in commemoration of the 1948 founding of the nation, the six-day event carried a special message of peace and brotherhood as conveyed by athletes and organizers alike. Hosted in Peshawar, the athletic event quickly sold out. Expressing his gratitude to volunteer and local officials, Chief Organizer and Provincial Sports Minister Akhil Shah also conveyed his hope that the success of this year's games would help bring international sports back to the country. A big bravo, Minister Shah, other officials, volunteers, athletes, and spectators for uniting in solidarity through sports. May Allah grace your homeland and all international relations with friendship, prosperity, charity, and peace.
Cats rescued from blaze. Smoke from a fire that started due to an electrical failure at the Last Hope Cat Kingdom, an animal shelter in California, USA, caused extensive damage as firefighters raced to rescue the felines inside. They were able to save approximately 80 cats, however, approximately 60 sadly perished. Although all the cat rooms had doors leading outside, it is thought that the animals may have been too quickly overcome to escape on their own. Renate Schmitz, founder of the sanctuary that is also home to other animals, is calling for help with blankets, food, and fostering the cats while she plans to rebuild the facility. The shelter is the only no-kill animal sanctuary in Merced County in California's Central Valley. We are very thankful for the firefighters' efforts and for the surviving felines. Our prayers for Ms. Schmitz, the staff and volunteers of Last Hope Cat Kingdom, as they rebuild their shelter and that they may be blessed with good fortune this year.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly offered a $10,000 donation toward the no-kill shelter's reconstruction.
Assam leader freed in India. Mr. Arbinda Rajkawa, leader of the United Liberation Front of Assam, or ULFA, has been released from prison in India's northeastern state of Assam. Crowds of supporters gathered to welcome his return to society following a year-long detention. Speaking to the press, Mr. Rajkawa stated that his organization was ready to enter peace negotiations with the Indian government as he expressed his satisfaction with the prevailing atmosphere. He stated, "It is the mood for peace among the people of Assam that has brought us to this situation today, where we are set to begin a peace dialogue with the Indian government. We are gladdened to know of your freedom, Mr. Rajkawa. Wishing your diplomatic dialogue success so that harmonious relations may swiftly prevail among all the gentle-hearted people of India."
Save our planet. Climate change forces lifestyle changes for farmers. In rural communities across the world, rural growers are suffering from the effects of climate change, even though many are unaware of the severity and global nature of the problem. In Mexico's Mayan community of Tabi, for instance, the village of 400 people have relied on their farming traditions for 2,500 years based on precisely predictable weather.
However, in the past 15 years, crop yield loss of up to 60% has been noted due to the altered climate, which has presented itself through such extremes as record droughts alternated by unprecedented heavy downpours, as well as both oppressive temperatures and chilling colds. To survive, Tabi residents are having to adapt by learning new farming practices as well, sometimes as opting for different jobs, which often takes them away from their home and families.
In similar conditions across parts of Africa, the United Nations Habitat Agency has reported that in the sub-Saharan region alone, some 14 million people each year are being forced away from once productive farmlands, often finding themselves trying to subsist in disadvantaged urban areas instead.
My country is an agricultural country, so climate change has a bad impact on our agriculture.
L'une des premières conséquences des changements climatiques dans notre pays, c'est l'augmentation de la chaleur. Les jours sont devenus très très chauds. Il y a beaucoup de chaleur chez nous. Et un autre aspect important aussi, c'est la fréquence des sécheresses. Donc il y a beaucoup de manque d'eau en certains endroits. Les saisons sont de plus en plus courtes. Les orages sont de plus en plus violents. Cette année, par exemple, au Niger, il y a eu des inondations presque dans tout le pays.
With appreciation to the international researchers, United Nations Habitat and Concerned Governments, we pray that the people of Mexico, sub-Saharan Africa, and rural communities everywhere may be protected through these difficult times. Let us strive now to eliminate humanity's suffering and restore our harmony with the earth.
During a 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke once again with concern for humanity about the impact of climate change on lives and livelihoods.
Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. Likewise, in West Africa, home to 43% of the total population of sub-Saharan Africa. If you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis in Africa. So please join and spread the vital messages. We all must be veg, go green, if we are to save the planet.
Save our planet. Rainforest specialist Dr. Antonio Nobre of Brazil's National Institute for Space Research warns of desertification throughout central southern Brazil, northern Argentina, and Paraguay unless Amazon deforestation is halted and reforestation efforts are begun.
Save our planet. At 4 degrees and beyond, a meeting organized by the UK's Tyndall Centre for Climate Change Research, researchers estimate global warming will result in 1 billion people homeless by 2100, with 3 billion lacking access to clean water.
Save our planet. Argentina's National Meteorological Service issues an alert for Buenos Aires as residents of the city and surrounding regions suffer from the unfortunate combination of a heat wave, power outages, and a fuel shortage.
It's me, Daisy the Alpaca, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today I'd like to share a plant-based food tip with you. Did you know there are delicious cruelty-free alternatives to many animal products? For example, vegan shrimp and vegan lobster can be used in recipes the same way as you have before. Most often they are pre-cooked and only require heating, making them easy to prepare. These items can be found online and in Whole Foods stores, usually in the frozen section. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
humanitarian news, the Inter-American Development Bank, or IDB, approves a $50 million US donation for education in Haiti. The funds are the first part of a five-year plan to contribute $250 million US to the Haitian government. The purpose is to assist in providing quality, free education to all the nation's youth. Additional goals of the project include building over 2,500 schools that will be safer in earthquakes and hurricanes, and enhancing teacher training and school certification. Moreover, the IDB has pledged to raise $250 million US more from non-traditional donors. Our heartfelt gratitude, Inter-American Development Bank, for your care and generosity. May your kindness help many beautiful Haitian people to great bright futures with God's abundant grace.
In ecology news, allotment gardens provide relaxation and boost health. Professor Dr. Agnes Vandenberg and colleagues from Wageningen University and Research Center in the Netherlands conducted a survey of 121 allotment gardeners. The researchers compared the result to those of 63 of their neighbors who did not have an allotment. These are small areas of land which are given to community residents to enable them to cultivate fresh fruits and vegetables. The scientists found that the gardeners who were over 60 years of age reported having better overall health and lower stress levels compared to before they had begun this wonderful activity. In addition, the seniors' visits to their physicians also showed improvements. Our appreciation, Dr. Vandenberg and associates, for highlighting some of the benefits of growing our own fruit and vegetables. May nature's abundant bounty be enjoyed by all for the vibrant well-being of ourselves and our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Kuan Yin Pavilion in China serves delicious vegan fare at its reopening.
We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on earth. Be right back. More merry news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for an improving world.
In cultural news, a Tibetan Buddhist temple in China celebrates its reopening with vegan fare. After its rebuilding, the gorgeous Kuan Yin Pavilion in the Gansu Tibetan Autonomous Prefecture in southwestern China welcomed the public with bright flowers, vibrant surroundings, and uplifting music played by the monks of the temple. A delectable, compassionate feast was also provided to the many visitors and devotees. This special inauguration was held in conjunction with the joyful 60th founding anniversary commemoration of the prefecture. Congratulations, Gansu Tibetan Autonomous Prefecture, on your 60th birthday and on the amazing restoration of the Kuan Yin Pavilion. May your community receive Buddha's abundant blessings as more continue to enjoy the elevating benefits of the vegan diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion US for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Financial Genius.
What is definition of a financial genius? It's a person who can earn money faster than the family can spend it.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Bless all of you. Thanks for all the hard work on humanity's behalf. Eugene of Verona, Italy.
Gracious Eugene, we thank you for your sweet note. May divine light shine on you and all the welcoming people of sun-blessed Italy. Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the love of heaven be your cherished friend and guide. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
North Korean Secretary of the Korean National League of Motherland Unification, Yang Chol-sik, affirms his nation's wish for peace on the Korean Peninsula as South Korean President Im Yong-bak encourages the revival of six-party denuclearization talks.
The organization Not On Our Watch, co-founded by Oscar-winning actor George Clooney, joins internet company Google and the United Nations in donating funds for the Satellite Sentinel Project in Sudan to help ensure safety in the upcoming national elections.
In a New Year's message to our fellow country citizens, Burmese Democratic Advocate and Nobel Peace Prize Laureate Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi calls for their courage in advancing toward national reconciliation this coming year.
The government of Uruguay raises monthly minimum wage by 25% to benefit low-income workers, with another 10% increase planned for the year 2013.
Iranian Interior Minister Mostafa Mohammad Najjar and Russia's Federal Drug Control Service Director Viktor Ivanov sign an agreement to further their country's cooperation in halting illegal drug trafficking, as they also affirm their commitment to expanding bilateral relations.
During a visit to Senegal to perform in the African Renaissance Festival, six-time Grammy-nominated Senegalese-born rapper and songwriter Akon calls for a greater African unity and peace.
The U.S. Labor Department donates nearly $20 million to halt child labor practices in Bolivia, Egypt, and Jordan through projects that include providing educational opportunities for children, awareness campaigns, and employment assistance for households in need.
The government of Jiwa State in northern Nigeria invests nearly $2 million in the National Health Insurance Scheme, or NHIS, to improve maternal and child health care in all 27 districts across the state.
The U.S. Embassy in Olac, or Vietnam, announces joint project between Olac and the United States to clean up toxic dioxin contamination from Agent Orange at Da Nang Airport Base.
A leopard in India's western Gujarat state, likely driven by reduced habitat to seek water in a well, is rescued from drowning by forest officials after being alerted by local farmers who wish to save the animal.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.